Hi, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about how an innovative and impactful data analytics strategy at Uber is moving the company's ethics and compliance needle in a meaningful way. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. If you've ever needed to get from one place to another, then chances are you've either used Uber, ridden with someone who is called an Uber, or you know someone who has. Founded in 2009, Uber has disrupted modern transportation as we know it. The company went public in 2019, and today it is the largest organization of its kind, serving nearly 150 million monthly active users in over 70 countries and 10,000 cities around the world. Earlier this year, Uber earned the coveted Compliance Leader Verification for 2023 and 2024 from Ethisphere. For this, Uber underwent a rigorous review of its ethics and compliance program that included completing the Ethics Quotient Questionnaire, which benchmarked the company's practices against those of world's most ethical companies' honorees. Uber's program was especially praised by Ethisphere for its commitment to aligning with best practices, and in particular, their program monitoring and use of data analytics to ensure program effectiveness. Joining us today to talk about how Uber uses data to drive business integrity is Katie Creasy, Senior Manager, Ethics and Compliance Programs. Katie, thanks for appearing on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Data analytics has become a key ingredient for a successful ethics and compliance program, but that means different things to different organizations. So can you talk about how Uber has been advancing its own data analytics capabilities within the ethics and compliance department and why you consider it such a big win for your team and your ENC program?
I think about the work, the data analytics work we're doing in four sort of tracks. So the first one is to determine training enrollments. So we developed a machine learning solution that considers employee role, location, and management responsibility to assign a risk level. And then we assign training to employees based on that risk level. So employees with no elevated risk factors take our basic curriculum and we add courses from there. So employees falling in the medium and lower risk categories are assigned additional online courses beyond that standard training for all employees. And then employees falling in the higher risk category receive supplemental live training. And then the second track is to assess the effectiveness of our communications and what topics are really landing with employees. So we do that by tracking which policies and resources are being accessed by relevant employees, as well as by tracking click-throughs on our various employee communications so we can see really what's working and what isn't. And then the third track is our financial transaction monitoring for anti-bribery and anti-corruption risks. So we built a customized ABAC data analytics and financial transaction monitoring program using the EY virtual platform. This new monitoring program has a bunch of enhanced features, including the ability to assess risks related to third-party spending and travel and entertainment expenses. That includes business courtesies, government-related expenditures, et cetera. And then the fourth track is to assess employee proficiency with our topics. So we've customized our key training courses to allow us to move beyond that completion rate as the traditional sign of proficiency, and really evaluate learner competency on each topic as well. So each question throughout a course is mapped to a topic area, and then we look at both the question level to see whether certain questions might be confusing or need some tweaking, and then we look at the topic level to see which topics employees understand the best and which ones might need some work. So as part of that fourth track, we built a dashboard that shows training completions, so whether they're comprehending the key topics in our courses. It shows training proficiency, so whether they're comprehending those key topics. It shows disclosures, so whether they're actually taking action on what they've just learned and they've actually disclosed their conflicts of interest, their business courtesies, all those things. And then it includes the results of our ethics and compliance questions that we include in our all-employee pulse survey. So that has topics like helpline awareness and comfort using the helpline. And that dashboard is filterable by business unit and location to give us tailored data on different teams. So for example, and this is completely hypothetical, say we have an opportunity to present at our marketing team's all hands. We go to the dashboard and we see that the marketing team has a better than the global baseline training completion rate, but they're well below the global proficiency in understanding what a conflict of interest is. Nobody from that team has ever disclosed a conflict of interest to us. And their survey scores on helpline awareness are lower than the global benchmark, especially in Canada, for example. So looking at all of that and piecing it together, this team may benefit from targeted awareness efforts on conflicts of interest and for the Integrity Helpline, especially in Canada. And then we've aligned our team so that each line of business has an ethics and compliance point of contact to engage and help deliver targeted awareness comms to the right audiences. So all of this is a huge win for Uber, not only because data analytics is increasingly becoming just a baseline expectation for effective compliance programs, but also because these types of analytics allow us to identify for leadership where our actual risks and hotspots lie, which of course leads to better resource allocation and prioritization.
Data analytics is not easy. Can you talk about some of the challenges you have faced in getting your data analytics capabilities to where you would like them to be and how you address those challenges?
Collecting data is easy. The difficult part is putting all of those pieces together and making it really tell the story that you want it to. At Uber, as I'm sure is the case at many companies, our data is in many different systems. So we have our learning management system, our disclosures portal, our HR records, our expense reporting platform, our helpline platform, just to name a few. So the biggest difficulty we've had in this journey is really bringing all of those data sources together and connecting them to create a sort of singular ethics and compliance record for each employee, and then being able to summarize by different attributes. Because the data is coming from different sources, there's a good amount of data cleaning work that needs to be done before putting it in a dashboard so that when you filter, the same filters work across sources. And we've dealt with this by creating good partnerships across the company. So we work really closely with HR, with finance, internal audit, our enterprise governance risk and compliance team, and really across our entire ethics and compliance team. It really does take a village, and those good working relationships are key. And it doesn't hurt to have a seasoned data analyst on your team as well.
Can you share your thoughts on where you would like your data analytics capabilities to be in the future? Or put another way, if you could snap your fingers and magically transform your data analytics efforts into what you imagine their ideal state to be, what would that look like?
Yeah, so I'd love to continue to build out that dashboard I mentioned to really become a one-stop shop programmatic dashboard that incorporates all four of those tracks I talked about and more. So everything from our compliance risk assessment, investigations, third-party due diligence, training, disclosures, policy acknowledgements, pulse survey results, and policy and resource access. So that ideal state would be that our regional compliance directors or even our chief ethics and compliance officer could open up the dashboard and at a glance be able to see hotspots. So say they were preparing for a trip to meet with employees in a certain country, they could click on that country and quickly see the breakdown of the employee base there, trends in disclosures, investigations and financial transactions, any gaps in training, comprehension of policies, and any concerns on those survey results. And then they would walk into those meetings with employees armed with data, and they could tailor their content and asks to what the team needs instead of providing the same generic training content to everyone. This ideal state ultimately benefits our team by getting the most relevant messages across, but it also benefits the business because we're able to be more efficient and take less of their time on topics they've already mastered. And that dashboard would also make it easy to identify trends and relationships in the data and to look for anomalies. We could even get to a place where we could derail compliance missteps by anticipating where increased engagement with a team or location could potentially protect Uber. And to take it one step further, if we could even layer in business level data, we'd have a full landscape at our fingertips to help leadership make the best and most informed risk-based decisions.
There are a lot of ethics and compliance professionals out there who are either trying to integrate data analytics into their program for the first time, or they're hitting that first major hurdle that comes with it. So what are some insights or words of encouragement that you could share with your peers who are finding their own way through the data analytics journey?
It's hard. Manage expectations and just keep trying. I think getting to where you want to be is going to take time, and it's likely going to take a few iterations. That dashboard that I talked about landed in the third tool we tried, and it's been quite a journey with lots of people working hard to get where we are today. And while I'm super proud of how much we've accomplished, we're still working at it. So I'd just say, while it's easy to get excited to see something fully implemented and done, this is a project where you really have to walk before you can run. I'd say just take it one step at a time, keeping that end pie in the sky goal in mind, and then be open to those smaller scale interim solutions.
Well, Katie, it's been really enlightening to hear about how you and your team are using data to achieve such impressive results at Uber. And once again, congratulations on your CLV recognition.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
To learn more about Uber's ethics and compliance program, visit uber.com and hit the About Us tab. That will bring you to Uber's business conduct guide, its codes and policies, its speak up program, and more. And to learn about Ethisphere's compliance leader verification program, please visit ethisphere.com/solutions. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.